Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, folks. Looks like our initial standby. Well, looks like we're having fun tonight. This is The Brink of War, Part 3. Stand by 1 second. Let's bring up Whiskey 6.
This evening.
Okay, Whiskey 6, you're on the air.
Hello, Paul Bear.
You're on the air for The Brink of War. That little pre-announcement thing before we put on Blog Talk didn't roll, so we're going live at this time.
Yes, sir. I'm here to talk to you. You truly are on the brink of war. Understand your situation. Understand that our enemies surround us. There are many. We have those who feel that they are disenfranchised and would take what others work for. There are unconstitutional LEO. There is a heavily armed federal LEO. There are homegrown jihadists in the foreign imported kind. Make no mistake, the battle's already started. Boy Finnegan was one of the first casualties. It is time to rally the militia. Today's militia is the strongest, most numerous, best trained, best armed, best commanded, ever fielded in the history of the United States militia. My question is, what are you going to do with it? First of all, Paul Bear has often said, job one is protecting the ranch. Protect your family, protect your neighborhood, organize them. Positions. All Americans are part of the militia by definition. Don't forsake responsibility and your obligation to provide for your common defense. Make sure you know time is here. It's now, right as I speak. This nation is on fire. I often wonder, where's our Boston Tea Party? Who's going to step up and say, I have had enough. You will not do this to me anymore. I'm a free man or I am a free woman. My rights were given by the Almighty. It cannot be taken away by you. The truth of the matter is, we've given them away. We're all responsible. If any of us had any sense at all, we never would have gotten this far. The theft of our liberties has been incremental. But we are at war. No countrymen. And let's not forget World War III. Because we have U.S. troops abroad, on the ground, boots on the ground in Iraq, Syria, Kuwait, Ukraine, Africa, you name it. Our armed forces have been pared down to the bare bones, but yet they keep getting deployed. American blood is being spilled in foreign lands. Soon it will be spilled right here. What you do right now will depend whose blood or your enemies. We wish no conflict, but they won't back off. They keep pushing. So they leave us with no alternative. Stand up and assert our God-given right of life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. They've left us no choice. Stand up and assert the preamble of the Constitution's clause that spells out exactly what we must do to redress this theft of our liberties, to redress an oppressive government, to redress our social imbalances. Today, they took down a Confederate monument. I'm a Yankee. I'll be straightforward with you. I'm an American first. That is their heritage. It was taken down. Public vote to appease an electorate on the eve of a political election. No more. All you veterans that are on the fence, you know who you are. They're about to release 28 pages of 9/11 documents that are going to implicate the Saudis. We all were lied to. I hope you're mad. I hope you're mad. Your musket and your kit. And you jump in the fray. And you bring your skills and experience to your communities and the militia as a whole. You do nothing illegal. There's no doubt. There can be no question. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It wasn't put there for any other reason. It was the final guarantee. We are the final hope of the Constitution, last roadblock. Everything else has failed. It is up to us. And I know we won't start it. But when that time comes, and our enemies think it's soon at least, we must be ready. I have general orders to send out nationally. Join with us. We don't believe in the social media militia. We don't believe in being a chat or a place to hang out and make you feel good. We're in the business of running militias. When hostilities break, grab your units. You take, you break contact, you go to your assembly areas. You immediately start digging in. Defend them. You move people there, your equipment. Assemble your troops. Use the time to patrol. Find your forward edge, your battle area. Break contact for 7 days. Do not run to the nearest front. Another thing, at all costs, you are not to engage units of the armed forces or friendly LAO. Now they're all. 7 days, we'll be in a position to dictate our movements, to advance to our tombs and not our enemies. As you can imagine, we are serious. We have no inclination to do anything else. But war is here, and soon to come in the streets of America. Our country, men, our militia will soon be bloody. What we do right now is something. Let's take our unalienable rights. Let's take back the things we let be taken. Let's stand up together, shoulder to shoulder, fix bayonets, so enemies may know your time is up. You're not withdraw our consent. You're not taking a single thing else. Paul Bear, it's always a pleasure. Still, our organization's lucky to have a man like you. Carry on. All that.
Thank you, Whiskey Six. And we have another guest on here tonight out of the state of North Carolina. What you got to say? Oh, she done hung up and ran. There we go. Nope, there she is. What you got to say for us tonight, Denise?
Join your local group. If you don't have one, you can't find one, get with somebody, get with us. We'll help you. We have connections all over the place. We work with several national organizations. If you're not happy with that, build one in your neighborhood. It all starts in your own backyard. Map out your neighborhood. Find some interest. Spread information, correct information, not fake information. We have been watching a lot of media propaganda being released. For instance, in Seattle last night, the big protest and corruption with police being hurt and people being arrested. You listen to it on the scanner. The only photos we could find so far have been from media sources. There was nothing on Twitter. There was no blowing. All those people at that rally, no videos, no nothing. You can't find anything.
I'm not going to do it.
Whiskey Six, are you still here?
You did a pretty damn good job
this year. He's gone.
Where did you learn how to do all this stuff?
I hear a lot of
that.
I didn't know what it was. I pretty much don't have anything else to say, Paul Bear. If there's anything you'd like to talk about.
Well, you know, what was needed now? We're beyond the stage of forming a federal, a national, an international. We're down to local. We're down to putting together a group of neighborhood protection teams, linking those to include continuous coverage in counties. And to do that, everybody has got to get on the same sheet of music and start working. Now, Denise here has started linking the state of North Carolina. We've already got South Carolina linked. Now it's time for North Carolina. How's that done, Denise?
We reach out to leadership from other groups, be it flaggers, be it constitutionally conservative Christian politicians on a local level, other militias, 3%er groups, county groups, community protection team groups, whatever the case may be. We have what's called the Continental Forces Unit. And that's where we all support each other and learn. We share information, learn from each other, teach each other. But most of all, we support each other and work together because we have to be our brother's keeper no matter what. And it's charity starts at home. I'm going to take care of my brother, and I would hope you would take care of yours. You can start right in your own neighborhood. Ask them to let you know if they see strange vehicles, all the way up to doing watch in your neighborhood at night if you live in town. We've gotten to a point where most people that live in the city don't even know the next-door neighbor's name. And we need to go back to the old-fashioned way of knowing our neighbors and helping each other. There's something else I'd like to touch on, too, which is we have a trucker's net up, and that's where truckers can come in, drop information, pictures, et cetera, and then go on about their business. If you happen to know any truck drivers that would be willing to do that, please have them contact us. There is so much that we are missing by living our routine lives and not being out on the roads and moving around. You would be amazed at all the things that they see almost daily that we have no clue is even out there.
Thank you very much.
Paul Bear, I can't hear you, Paul Bear. I'm getting so much feedback or interference on my phone due to the storm.
Yeah, right. Well, it's the phone line get like that on Blog Talk. Thank you very much, Denise. We've got other things that he's doing. Everybody, when we started, when you think about a militia, you think about a Sons of Liberty and all that. Everybody thinks national. That's not where the enemy lives. He lives down the street. The regulations, the rules, I'll give you for instance. I live in the great city of Fayetteville, North Carolina, home of the 82nd Airborne, the Guard of Honor of the United States of America, served on every continent in the world. And our mayor and our chief of police went to Washington, D.C. and signed us up to be a member of the United Nations Safe City. That is disgraceful. The men and women that live in this city that have served their country have been determined to be terrorists by the United Nations, by the United States of America, the people they served for so many years. Why? Because they know what they don't want, one world government, especially with the category of people that are in politics today. But the action is not out there in Washington, D.C. It's right downtown on your city council. They get together on a night and play Robert's Rules. Rules that allow them to tell you to shut up and sit down and behave yourself, or we'll have one of these deputies haul you out in the parking lot and put handcuffs on you. Just for disagreeing with us. But that's where the battle's got to be. It's got to be at your city council meetings. It's got to be at your county commissioners' meetings. It's got to be when that young man from the state, you're elected for the state, gets out of line where everybody picks up a pen and invites him. These are all the things that have to take place. The battle is not going to be someplace else. We're not going to hear about it in the news. We're not going to read about it in the newspaper. It's right in your town. So the way to do it is to form your own neighborhood protection teams. Now, there are people that if you mention the word militia, the eyes go wide, the ears close, the mouth goes into auto-rotation, and you never get to hear another word after that. But what's needed then is to get together. Every community has a community watch. Now you just start watching a little more thorough instead of watching for big strange guys sneaking around in the dark. You watch for who lives in the neighborhood. Do we have drug dealers here? Are they paid for by here? Are they from out of town? Are they foreigners? What's going on? Who lives? And talking to each other, sharing that information from one to the other. Because nobody wants to live with that. Six was very specific, and he made some very good, very important things. He says, do not engage military forces. There's two reasons for that. One, most of them are there because they were told to. If they don't, they go to jail. It's called quitting your post. And it's put in your poster that you refuse to get off a bus in Biloxi, Mississippi, or you leave your foxhole in Islamabad, Afghanistan. It's the same charge. And how do they get to your city? This is why you have to understand this. I was a soldier for 27 plus years. You get an alarm at 2 in the morning, the barracks are dark, the guy's running up and down the street hollering, code 1, ready to go, code 1, ready to go. Everybody gets up, gets a quick shave, gets a quick wash, because they may never see a bathtub again for a while. Loads, make sure they got just what they're supposed to have in their backpack, goes down to the day room, lays it out, stands by, draws weapons, draws masks, draws food, draws ammunition. They don't know where they're going. You don't know this yet. Bus shows up outside with the windows with all blacked out. They say that's for your protection, so nobody can shoot at you. You hop on the bus, they ride you out to the airport, they load you in the back of a plane. In the middle of the night, you fly for 6 to 8 hours, you land, you have no idea where on God's earth you are currently standing. You're told to put on that protective mask. That reduces your vision by 50%. You're standing out there in front of a group of people who are acting ignorant and raising hands and screaming and hollering. And you've been told by your platoon sergeant that that is the enemy. They are attacking the United States of America. The only thing you can do to make that better is lift a sign that's 3 foot tall and 4 foot wide that says, "Welcome to Biloxi, Mississippi. We are Americans, and we do not wish to have any confrontation with you." Watch how many of those soldiers take that weapon and drop that aim. But you raise that M16 that you carried out there up in your hand, and he will dot your right eye with more firepower than you ever thought you've seen. So make sure and don't engage them. At the same time, every member of every alphabet agency in America lives down the street. His wife goes to the same grocery store. His kids go to the same school. You pick up your stuff at the pharmacy together. You get together at the ball field when the kids are playing. And then Monday morning, you go to wherever you go, and he goes down, puts a badge on his belt, checks his weapon, and goes out and does what he is told to must do, whether he likes it or not. And many don't. So do not forget them when you plan your community watches, because when things get tough and the zombies are in the street, his wife lives down the street too, and he wants to make sure you are well trained and prepared. So work with these people. In preparation for this, while we got about 6 minutes left here, here's some resources for you. You need to start taking advantage of them today. The first one is RAMSite. RAMSite, due to a technical difficulty, is now located at Militias, that's MILITIAS.NING. That's NING.com. Put that number down, y'all up there. Once you get signed in, look over to a thing called the Resource Center. Do all of us a favor. They have millions of, 15,000, 16,000 documents. Everything from manuals on how to perform surgery, to how to grow food, how to use homeopathic medicines. Anything you can get your hands on. Get you 3 16-gig flash drives. They're ideal, right? And start downloading those things. Read them if you do, but download them. Get all those documents down. They're PDFs. You right-click on them, download, save as, and it'll go right straight to your hard drive. Then from there, you copy it over to a flash drive. That way, if we get an EMP burst, your neighborhood has that information. Okay? And if all of us do that, then we can reconstruct it. When the internet comes back up, we can just upload from our dry drives. I'm doing that as we speak. Next thing you need to, another place to go, if you're wondering about training, there's a site called AWRM, a well-regulated militia.org, AWRM.org. On the front page, without signing in or anything, there's a thing called NIMS, NIMS. That's the National Militia Standards. This is how to train. And they're in PDF. Download them. You can always use them. Third place I always tell people, and I get on some of these Patriot sites, little raised eyebrows and little snickers, FEMA has a place called the FEMA Online Courses. Sun Tzu said, know your enemy as yourself. Know yourself as your enemy. Go to FEMA. You've got some great sites. The Incident Command System. Those of you who have never been law enforcement, fire services, not EMS, you'll enjoy it. These things will let you know when you hear them on the radio what they're talking about. Go take that. At least take the CERT course, Community Emergency Response Teams. It's what to do before the medics get there. And when things get rough, the medics may not be coming. It may be just you. And that information I've given you, that's enough to get you started. Just get your team started. Know everybody on your block. And I'm fixing to go on, if you hear my background, I'm being spoken to by a higher source. And rather than wait here for the lights to go out, we're going to go ahead and close tonight. And in closing, the most important thing you can do ever is to know who your next-door neighbor is. Know who it is, where he is, and what his training is. If you know that, then maybe there's one side of your house you don't have to guard. You might get 3 or 4 hours sleep per night. Welcome. This is Wild Card Command. If you want more information on the neighborhood protection teams, go to here to blogtalkradio.com/wildcardcommand. We've got about 7 or 8. We've got about 99 different places down there. You can go listen to them and learn step by step. Thank you very much. We'll look forward to seeing you next week. And thank you for weighing in on the Wild Card Command Radio. Out.